Today, we're going to visit one of the first cities in the country to be entirely powered by renewables.
I don't think they're ever going to accuse Georgetown of being the next Berkeley.
Georgetown, Texas. Population 50,000. The mayor is Dale Ross. We're about 30 miles north of Austin.
Austin's phrase is, you know, keep Austin weird. Now, what we say is, Austin, keep your weird.
Mayor Ross wears a lapel pin from Trump's inauguration. He's sitting on a park bench in Georgetown's historic town square.
You know, it is the greatest city on planet Earth.
So I think people all over the country wonder, how is it that such a red city like Georgetown, such a conservative place, was one of the first cities in the country to be powered 100% by renewable energy?
Yeah, because it's our love of green. Green rectangles and green energy.
Green rectangles meaning dollar bills.
Yeah, so yeah, and if you've got Andrew Jackson or Benjamin Franklin on, well, I prefer, Benjamin Franklin's my favorite. But really, with the first and foremost, it was a business decision.
When the old power contract was up in 2012, Georgetown city managers sat down to look at their options. They realized that wind and solar power are more predictable. The prices don't swing up and down like oil and gas. So the city can sign a contract today and know what the bill is going to be for the next 25 years. That's especially appealing in a place like Georgetown, where a lot of retirees live on fixed incomes.
We're driving up to this municipal building in Georgetown, Texas, and the roof is covered in solar panels.
Hey there.
Howdy. Chris Foster.
Chris Foster manages the city's energy usage. He presented a bunch of options to city managers, and when they picked 100% renewable, Foster realized this could be a big deal. Only one other American city has done this, in liberal Vermont. The wind energy that Georgetown buys is produced hundreds of miles away, in West Texas. The city can only get that energy because of changes to the electrical grid that former Governor Rick Perry put in place. The mayor says Perry deserves credit.
I truly believe he was a visionary because under his leadership, those transmission lines which run from West Texas and the Panhandle, if the state hadn't put those on the ground to transmit that energy, we wouldn't be having this conversation today.
Now Rick Perry is the energy secretary.